Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on Daf Mem Beis and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis and Beis. Your sponsor once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called the Basim Chala Shalom. We thank you very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So the Mishnah is going to talk about which parts of Karbonos can and cannot become pigle, and it's going to depend on whether something is matter it for Achila, or for Achilas Mizbeach, that the only thing that can become pigle is when you have something else that is matirit to either be eaten or to be burnt on the Mizbeach, which is what we refer to as Achilas Mizbeach. But if nothing is matir this, like it itself is the matir, then it cannot become pigle in its own right. Then the Gemara is going to begin with Ula saying somewhat of a cryptic statement about the pigle status of a kometz, and the Gemara is going to have five different possibilities of what he means. What is chiddush is, what he means at all, just to begin with, and then what his chiddush is in teaching us that. And then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to tell us that Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that Tumah can disappear on the Mizbeach somehow. You have something that's Tameh, goes on the Mizbeach, and the Tumah disappears. And the Braisa seems to contradict this, so the Gemara is going to give three answers to how Rabbi Yochanan is going to deal with the Braisa, considering that Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold that Tumah can disappear, and the Braisa seems to assume otherwise. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, we have a Braisa that has four different opinions about how we know that the pasuk that's dealing with the chi of kares for eating kodesh betuma is talking about when the person eating the kodesh is tamei, and not that the kodesh that he's eating is tamei, not tumas basar but tumas aguf. Pasuk isn't super clear which is tamei. Is it the guy or is it the basar? So four different limudim in the Braisa of how I know that it's the guy that's tamei that the pasuk is referring to, and not the basar that's tamei. And then at the end of the daf, which goes into tomorrow's daf a little bit, we're going to have three different explanations of a Braisa, which somewhat cryptically refers to kalos and chamuros when it comes to eating holy things bitumas aguf. So what is a kala? What is a chamura? What are we learning from the kalos to the chamuros? So three different interpretations of a Braisa that is not abundantly clear at face value. So let's begin again. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. So we said that when it comes to a karban, that one of the four avodos that are matir the karban, the shechita, the kabbalas hadam, the holacha, the zrika, if one of those four avodos are done with a machshava to be zorek the dam, or to be makter the emurim, or to eat the basar after the zman that you're allowed to do so, so then the carbon becomes pigle, and if you eat from that carbon, you're going to be chayiv kares. So now we're going to discuss different elements of karbanos, where even if you had a machsheves pigle when you were doing the avoda, if you eat it, it does not, you're not chayiv kares. It actually does not take on the status of pigle. So ve'elu dvarim she'ein chayiv malei mishum pigle. The following things, one is not chayiv for pigle. And again, the reason for all of these things is that the chayiv kares, when it says, when it talks about pigle in the Torah, happens to be by a korban shlamim. So we darshin that just like shlamim is miyuchad, that yesh lahen matirin, that there is something that is matir it, whether it be la adam or whether it be la mizbeach, meaning something allows you, something triggers the heter achila of a person to be able to eat the basar of the korban shlamim. What triggers the heter for a person to eat the basar of a korban shlamim? The zrikas dam, when you're zorik the dam, that's matir the basal achila, or there's something that's matir for achilas mizbeach, meaning the emurim which are burnt on the mizbeach. What's matir the emurim to go on the mizbeach? The zrikas dam is matir the emurim la hakrava. So we darshin that only when something has a trigger that is matir, that's matir the achila, whether it's achilas adam or whether it's achilas mizbeach, only such a thing is chayiv mishum pigel. But all of the things that we're going to mention in the Mishnah don't have a matir. To the contrary, they are that which is matir something else. Like the first example we're going to have is hakometz. So the kometz of a karban milcha is matir the shirayim ba'achila, but there's nothing that triggers the heter achilas hakometz. There's no other thing that makes the kometz mutter either ba'achila or ba'achilas mizbeach. Adrabah, the kometz is the trigger. It's what triggers the heter achila for the shirayim. Yerushalayim. So that's going to be the common link between the items in our Mishnah that cannot take on the status of pigul, because there's nothing that triggers a heter for them. So the following things do not take on the status of pigul. Hakometz, if the Kohen takes a kometz of the Korban Mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat the shirayim at the wrong time. So when you eat, it's a taka, the shirayim becomes pigul, but the kometz itself does not become pigul, because there's nothing that triggers a heter for the kometz. Haktores, similarly, when it comes to ktores, valavona, and the lavona that's burnt together with the kometz of the Korban Mincha, uminchas kohanim, and the mincha of a nedava that a kohen decides to bring, meaning when it comes to a minchas Yisrael, when you take that kometz, you're matir the shirayim ba'achila. So the kometz triggers a heter for the shirayim, whereas a minchas kohen, the whole thing gets burnt. There is no, the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach, so it's not nikmetzes, and therefore there's nothing that's matir anything, because there's no stage that is matir the rest of the mincha. So the entire mincha is not going to be subject to pigul. Uminchas kohen mashiach, and what we call the minchas chavitin, the minchas kohen mashiach that the kohen gadol brings every day. Va'adam, and dam of karbanos, which again, nothing triggers heter of dam. Dam is what triggers the heter. Zrikas adam is what triggers the heter of the achila of the rest of the karban, but nothing triggers the heter of the dam. Va'nesachim haba'in bifnei atzman, and when you have flour or wine that comes independently of any karban, it's not going to be subject to pigul. Nesachim that comes together with the karban, so then that's going to be different. Then if you have machsheves pigul on the karban, so the nesachim also becomes pigul. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. V'cham omrim af habanim abeima. The Chum disagree, and they say that even nesachim that comes together with a zevach, with a karban, with a beima, there's no the nesachim themselves do not take on the status of pigul, and one is not going to be chayiv kares if he eats them with a when there was a machsheves pigul, because Rashi explains, since you could be makrav the nesachim the next day, so the zevach is not really matir them for hakrava; they are matir themselves for hakrava. So there's nothing that really triggers the heter hakrava of the nesachim. At least that's the sheet of the chachamim. The Brisker Rav explains that there are two ways to understand the sheet of the chachamim. Why it is that the nesachim, even when they go together with the zevach, do not take on the pigul status. It could be that the nesachim are simply not part of the karban. So even the nesachim that come together with the zevach, they're viewed as nesachim that are independent of a karban, meaning you happen to have a separate chiv of bringing nesachim together with this karban, but they're not an inherent chelek of the karban. So therefore, they're the same as independent nesachim, which everyone agrees is not subject to pigul. Or they are a chelek of the zevach, but we don't view the zrikas hadam as being what's matir them for hakrava, and therefore they don't have something that triggers them, that triggers the heter of hakrava. You're supposed to be makriv them, but there's nothing that triggers a heter hakrava. Okay, two ways to understand the sheet of the chamim. And then continuing on the list, log shemen shel metzora, the log shemen that a mitzora has to bring, that the shirayim are mutar b'achila, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein chayav l'lav mishum pigul, that if you eat it, you're not chayav mishum pigul, meaning if the asham mitzora became nispagel, you made the karban pigul, the log shemen that goes along with it does not become pigul along with it, and therefore you're not going to be chayav kares for eating that log shemen. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer, chayav l'lav mishum pigul, shedam asham atiro. Rabbi Meir says, it absolutely does become pigul, because it has a matir. The dam of the asham is what's matir that log shemen ba'achila. It's not viewed as independent of the asham that goes along with it. Okay, so those are the items that either clearly do not have the status of pigul, or at least are subject to machlokas, whether they have a status of pigul. And the things that don't have a status of pigul do not have a status of pigul, because there is no matir. There's nothing that triggers the heter achila. So v'kol shi sheyesh lo matirin bein ladam el mizbech. On the flip side, anything that does have a matir, anytime there is something that triggers a heter achila for a person or a heter to burn it on the mizbech, chayav lo mishum pigul, then it will be subject to pigul. It will have a status of pigul, and if you eat those parts of karbanos, you're going to be chayav kares if they are pigul. So the Gemara says, for example, or the Mishnah says rather, for example, ha'ola, the karbanola, you're not allowed to eat a karbanola. The whole thing gets burnt on the mizbech. But dama matir spesara le mizbeach. But the dam of a karbanola is matir achilas mizbeach. It's matir the basar to be burnt on the mizbeach. Va'or le kohanim, and it's matir the or to go to kohanim. Now the pasuk says va'koyin ha'makrav es olas ish or ha'ola asher hakriv le kohen lo yiyeh. So it says asher hakriv. So we say that the or only becomes mutar le kohanim after the hakrava. What's the hakrava? The hakrava is the zrikas hadam. So the zrikas hadam is what's matir the or to go to the kohanim. So it has a matir olas ha'ov. The olas ha'ov dama matir spesar le mizbeach. The matan dam of the karbanola is what's matir the basar to be burnt on the mizbeach. Chatas ha'ov dama matir spesar le kohanim. By a chatas ha'ov, the matan dam is matir the basar of the karban chatas to be eaten by kohanim. So again, all of these things are subject to pigul because there is some previous stage that is matir either the achilas adam or the achilas mizbeach. Parim ha'nisrafim l'sirim ha'nisrafim, when it comes to the chatos ha'pnimios, the parim that get burnt or the sirim that get burnt, and this is a reference to the par yom ha'kippurim, the par yom davar shel tzibur, the par kohen mashiach, the si'ir shel yom ha'kippurim, the si'irei avodah zarah, right? These are unique karbanos that are karban chatos, where the dam gets nizrak, not on the mizbeach ha'chitzon, the dam is nizrak in the heichal, on the proches, on the mizbeach hazav, and the dam of the par and the sirim of yom ha'kippurim, not only in the Heichel, but even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why they're called Chatos HaPnimios, because everything that's done with the dam is Bifnim, except for Shvi Chashirayim, but everything that's done with the dam is Bifnim. It's not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Parman Esrafim, Masir Man Esrafim, Daman Matir Semirei and Likarev. The dam, the Zrikas HaDam, is Matir burning the Emurim on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if at the time of the Zrikas Adam, you have in mind to be makter the emurim chutz l'zmanam, so it becomes pigle, and these parim and these si'irim do become pigle, because there is a trigger that's matir and achila, right? The dam is matir the achilas mizbeach. So when you have A that triggers B, that triggers B to be mutter b'achila, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, so good, so that makes it, that means it's subject to pigle. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'elam mizbeach chitzam kishlam mein chayam le mishum. He says, I disagree about the Parma and the Simran and Sovim. It's simply not subject to Pigel because we learned the din of Pigel from Karban Shlamim. Karban Shlamim is a Mizbeach HaChitzon type of Karban, not a Mizbeach HaPnimi type of Karban, and therefore anything that the Dam does not go on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that you're not Makrav on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is not going to be subject to Pigel. So the Chatos HaPnimios, where all the Matan Dam is done in the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is simply not going to be subject to Pigel. Now, Rabbi Shimon would agree that if you have a Machshav Chutz L'Zmano at the Zrikas HaDam of the Chatos HaPnimios, he holds it's not Pigel, but he will agree that it will passel, right? It's going to make the Chatos HaPnimios passel. That's a Kal V'Chomer that we had earlier in the Masechta, where we said if Shalol L'Shma, which does not passel B'Shlamim, passels by the Chatos HaPnimios, so Machshav Chutz L'Zmano, which does passel by Shlamim, all the more so will passel by the Chatos HaPnimios. Well, shouldn't we say that if Machshava Shalol Chutz L'Zmano, which will be Mefagel Shlamim, should be Mefagel the Chatos HaPnimios? No, Dayol Abba Min Adin Lios Kenidon. You can't learn a Kal V'Chomer to go beyond what the Melamed is. So since the Melamed is about Shalol L'Shma, which only passels, so we can only go that far as to say that it passels. So even Rabbi Shimon would agree that with the Chatos HaPnimios, you have Machshav Chutz L'Zmano on the Zrikas HaDam, it's going to passel, it's just not going to be Mifagel. Okay, so if we had to summarize the Mishnah in a sentence, only the only things that are subject to Pigel are things that have a Matir, that something else is Matirit la'achila or la'achilas mizbeach. Good. Now says the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula makes a statement that if you don't understand it when you first read it, you're in good company because the Gemara doesn't understand it either. Kometz pigul shehelo al gabi mizbeach. Paka pigula mimenu. If the Kohen takes a kmitza of the carbon mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat it chutzlis mano, and so this kometz now becomes pigul, when he brings it up on the mizbeach, the pigul status goes away. Im acherim mevi lidei pigul, hu atzmo lo kol shekein. And the raya is that if it brings other parts of the carbon mincha to become pigul, then all the more so it's going to become pigul itself. So Ula says, you have a makshevis pigul when you take the kometz, so it is pigul. When you put it on the mizbeach, it stops being pigul. And the raya that it's pigul is that if taking a kmitza with a makshevis chutzlis mano could be mefagel the shirayim, then for sure it could be mefagel itself. So it says, Maika Amar, what are you talking about? You're trying to bring a raya that the shame pigul goes away from the kometz as soon as you put it on the mizbeach. And what's your raya? If it could be mefagel other things, then for sure it could be mefagel itself. You bring a raya why it has, yes, a shame pigul. You're trying to prove that it could lose a shame pigul, and your whole raya is that it has a shame pigul. What are you talking about? So the Gemara is going to have several possibilities until we clarify what he's talking about. Sachi Kamar. First, the Gemara says, maybe what he means to say as follows. If you're maktir the kometz, having in mind that you're going to eat the shirayim, chutzlis mano, so how could it be that the korban mincha becomes pigul if the haktara doesn't count as a haktara? Im eino miskabel, if the kometz itself is not acceptable for haktara on the mizbeach, because it itself is pigul, heich mevi acherim lidei pigul. How does its haktara work to give the status of pigul to the shiarei mincha? So says Gemara, my kamashman, what is Ula exactly teaching us? Why does he need to tell me that the status of pigul? So that's what he meant, that the status of pigul leaves it in that, not that it loses its shame pigul, but when you put this kometz on the mizbeach, it's called the real haktara on the mizbeach. So much so that the shirayim are now going to become pigul, but not that the actual pigul status leaves it. So he says, my kamashman, if you want to tell me that after you're maktir the kometz, so if you were to eat that kometz subsequently, you're not chayiv mishum pigul, tanina. That's our Mishnah already. El dvarim shein chayiv mishum pigul, ha kometz. The first item on the list of our Mishnah of things that they themselves are not pigul is the kometz. So if Ula's big chiddush is that the kometz, which goes on the mizbeach, is not itself going to be pigul, right? So that's our Mishnah. I don't need Ula to tell me that. No, it must be that second possibility, what Ula's great chiddush is, that if you took that kometz and you put it on the mizbeach, even though you were not allowed to because of pigul, nevertheless, when you put it on the mizbeach, you don't take it off the mizbeach, you leave it on the mizbeach. So says Gemara, that's not a great chiddush either, because tanina, we already know that from a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, where the Mishnah tells us, halon, if you have limbs of a korban that became possible because they were left overnight, vayot or karbanos where the emurim became possible because they went chutzal mechitza, they went beyond where they were allowed to go, outside where they were allowed to go, va'tame, or a carbon that became possible because it became tame, v'shenishchad chutzal zmano, or a carbon that was shechted with the machshava of chutzal zmano, v'chutzal mekomo, or was shechted with the machshava of chutzal mekomo. So l'chadchila, you're not allowed to be makriv these things on the mizbeach, but nevertheless, im alulo yardu. So we already see in the Mishnah this din, that a carbon that became possible on account of a machshava of chutzal zmano, and then was brought on the mizbeach, that you don't take it off of the mizbeach. So that can't be Ula's great chiddush. So Ula's great chiddush cannot be that the kometz is not pigul, because that's our Mishnah. The Ula's great chiddush cannot be that once the kometz is on the mizbeach, Mizbeach. We don't take it off of the Mizbeach because that's a Mishnah later on in the Masech, and Daf Pei Dalet and Beis. So what is Ula's great Chiddush? Ve'elodim yardu yalu. No, Ula's great Chiddush must be that after you brought the Kometz on the Mizbeach, the psul goes away so much that even if it came off of the Mizbeach, you put it back on. Meaning when you took this Kometz with the Makshav V'chutz Zmanu, you weren't supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. But if you did, you don't take it down. But so the Mizbeach so transforms this Kometz that once it was on the Mizbeach, if it came down, you now go back and put it back on the Mizbeach. So it says Gemara, yeah, but that's not a great Chiddush either, because Hanami Tanina. That's also Beferish in the same Mishnah that we quoted before, Kishem Shemalu Lo Yardu, Kachim Yardu, Lo Yalum, that din is in the Mishnah, and over there, not that it's obvious what Ula is telling me, but it's wrong what Ula is telling me, because the Mishnah tells me what the din is, and the din is not like that. The din is not that in Yardu Yalu, it's in Yardu Lo Yalu. You're not supposed to put it back on the Mizbeach. So that can't be Ula's Chiddush. So the first two suggestions of what Ula's Chiddush was couldn't be Ula's Chiddush because they're obvious. They're already Beferish and Mishnayis. The third suggestion of what Ula's great Chiddush was cannot be Ula's great Chiddush because it's wrong. It's against the Mishnah. So it says Mar Lotzricha, Shemashal Ben O'or. No, no. Ula is telling me this great Chiddush that Im Yerdu Ya'alu. You're going to tell me it's against the Mishnah? No, Ula is talking about a case where the fire already caught on to it on the Kometz that was pigle. And Ula is telling me that even though the din is that when you bring kachim that are pasul on the Mizbeach and they fall off of the Mizbeach, you do not put them back on the Mizbeach, but achsa ben ha'or, if there were the fire already caught them when they were on the Mizbeach, then the din is that you do put them back on the Mizbeach. Then it becomes the lachmo shel mizbeach, becomes something that belongs to the mizbeach, and therefore you do put it back on. So says Mar Hanami Amar Ulucha Dezimna. But that's not his chiddush over here. He already taught me this chiddush elsewhere. Meaning, so possibility number four of what the chiddush is that if you have a kometz that's pigle that was not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, but you put it on the mizbeach. And fire caught onto it, and then it came off of the Mizbeach, that you put that back on the Mizbeach, that's his Chiddush. Well, he already taught me this once. Damar Ula, because Ula, in explaining the Mincha, the Mishnah over there says, Lo Shanu Ela, this din, that Im Yardu Lo Yalu, that if it comes off the Mizbeach, you don't put it back on, that's only Shalom Mashal Ben O'or. That's only if it didn't catch fire on the Mizbeach, Avol Mashal Ben O'or, but if it caught fire on the Mizbeach, Yalu, then you do put it back on the Mizbeach. So Ula already taught me this in connection with the Mishnah on Pei Dalet. He doesn't need to teach me this here in connection with the Mishnah on Mem Gimel. So that can't be Ula's Chiddush either. So says Gemara, Mao de Tema. No, I might have thought Hani Mili, that which we say that if the fire already caught on to the Pasul Akachim that's on the Mizbeach, that we say, it becomes the Lachmo Shel Mizbeach, and therefore even if it falls off on the Mizbeach, you got to put it right back on. I would have said that's Aver de Mechubar. That's talking about a zevach. It's talking about a limb of a korban that's attached to the korban. So as long as part of it caught fire, the entire aver is one unit, so you put the whole thing back on the mizbeach. Aval kometz de mifras. But over here we're talking about a mincha. A kometz is it's flour. So each kernel, grain, whatever you call it, dust, a flower is separate from the other. I would think that it's not viewed as a singular unit. So what? The esh was nechaz on some of it. That doesn't make the rest of it lachmo shel mizbeach. Same alo, I would think it does not become lachmo shel mizbeach just because some of it had achizas ur. So kamash malan, that's what Ula's Chiddush is. That even when it comes to the comments of a mincha, if it was a Kometz of a mincha, that you had a machsheves pigle and had no business being put on the mizbeach, but you then put it on the mizbeach, and it had an achizas or on the mizbeach on part of it, and then it then came off on the mizbeach, you put it back on the mizbeach. That's his chiddush, that it becomes lachmo shel mizbeach. The Arsameach writes that this is the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, Perikid Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes that the Shirayim become Mutar Ba'Achila, meaning at what point do we assume the Shiyare Mincha become Mutar Ba'Achila? He says, Mishiyutzas or berov hakometz, that you don't need the burning of the entire kometz, mishyutzas or berov hakometz, meaning, it says the Or Samech, because the kometz is considered a single unit, and therefore, rubo kikulo. If it were considered separate units, you wouldn't say rubo kikulo. You would say, wait till the full kometz is burnt. You would need all of it to be burnt. Why does Ram think mishyutzas or berubo shel kometz is enough to be matter the shiraim? Because it's just like an aver that you say it's a single unit. The Yerushalmi is actually not sure about that. The Yerushalmi in the second parak of Yuma has a suffix whether yutzas or berova kometz is enough to be matter the shiraim ba'achila, or do you need every single kernel? Kernel is not the right word, but every single drop is not the right word either. But every single particle—that's probably the right word. Every single particle of flour from the carbon mincha to be on fire in order to be matir the shiraim. The Tosos points out on Membezan Bezan, Dibra Maschal Kometz, that when the Gemara says that if the ore is mashla b'chatzi mikometz, that became pigul, then you're mala the second half. That's only when the second half was already on the mizbech, but it came off the mizbech. But we would not say that if half of the kometz made its way on the mizbech and the ore grabbed, you know, went on to half of the mizbech, that you would then put the second half on the mizbech. Tosus points out though that Rashi seems not that way. Rashi sounds like that a chatzi kometz that was mashlabo or is gorer even the second half to put it on the mizbech in the first place, even though it never was on the mizbech beforehand. Okay, now Amar Rav Achai says since the din is that the entire kometz of a korban mincha is considered one singular unit, that was Ula's great chiddush over here, that is considered one singular unit. Hilka chai kometz pigul. When you have this kometz of the korban mincha that is pigul, you are the machshava chutz mano. De palge maches aara upalge aske amaracha. If half of it is on the ground and half of it was put on the eish hamaracha, was put on the fire, umashlebo haor, and the fire it took hold of it, of the chati that's on the mizbech, masiknele lekuli lechachila. You bring even the second half that's on the ground onto the mizbech. Because when the Eish was Oches, half of it, it's considered, the entire thing becomes the Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. That the whole thing becomes the Lechem of the Mizbeach. So Rav Achai learns this from that which Ula said about a Kometz that's partially burnt. That even if it was Yorid from the Mizbeach, your Mala, the entire Kometz, even the part that was not Mashlebo or had it not been burnt, even if you were malakulo and some of it came off the mizbech, you would not put it all back on. So it must be that you're allowed to put it back on only because part of it took hold of the fire. Part of it was the fire took hold of it. So that part that the fire took hold of is going to impact the entire kometz. So even though it's physically considered, it looks like separate units, we view it halachically as if it's a single unit. Period. That's the end of that discussion. So now the Gemara says another din, another somewhat unusual line, where Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us something about Tumah disappearing, and we're going to have a Brisa that seems to contradict Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to have three ways of reconciling Rabbi Yochanan and the Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hapigul Vahanosar Vahatame, whether the psul is the problem with the carbon is pigul or that it's nosar or that it's tame, it's kodesh that became tame, shehelun gabi mizbeach, once you put it on the mizbeach, paka iser mehen. So similar to Ula's line right after the Mishnah, where he said the shame pigul goes away from the kometz once it goes on the mizbeach, and we had to figure out what that meant. So Rabbi Yochanan says when something is tameh and it goes on the mizbeach, the tumah leaves it, and you're not going to be chayiv for the iser of achilas pigul, nosar, and tameh once it's held on al gabi mizbeach, once you put it onto the mizbeach. So Amar Rav Chista, mari dichi mizbeach mikvatara. He says. Whoever taught this, what is he telling me? Is the mizbeach a mikveh tara, that it's mitayer any tame thing that goes on the mizbeach? Some of the Archonim understand that his even though Rabbi Yochanan taught us three things, pigul, nosar, and Tamei, that the Isser goes away from them, that we're only questioning the Tumah part. We're saying, well, I understand how Pigel and Nosa, somehow the Mizbeach might impact that. But in order to take care of Tumah, you need a Mikvah Tarah to take care of Tumah. And by the way, we're going to soon see, when it comes to Basar, even a mikvah won't help. So what Mizbeach is mitahir, how does that work? When it comes to dinim of tumah and tahara, there are dinim of kachim, and there are dinim of tumah and tahara. So Mizbeach is kachim-related things. There are restrictions of what you're allowed to do with tameh things when it comes to kachim. But in the kachim world, you shouldn't have the koach ha-mitahir. How does a Mizbeach have a koach ha-mitahir? So Rabbi Zeir explains that when Rabbi Yochanan says, pigul nosar v'tameh that are put on the Mizbeach, that's Shemashal ben Ha'ur. That's talking about that already became the Lachmash on Mizbeach, and therefore the Yisr of Pigul Noser V'Tameh leaves them, and you're not going to be chayiv for Achila for eating them when they're Tameh. Meaning, Enochinami, they might still be ritually impure, they might still be Tameh, but you're not going to be chayiv for eating them B'Tumah. The Yisr of Achila B'Tumah is going to go away once it's Mashal ben Ha'ur. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa against you. Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Barbisna, we have a brisa. It talks about the chiyuv kares for eating kodesh betuma. So the pasuk tells us, "Va'nefesh shetochal basar mizevach hashlam masher laHashem." Vitumaso a love, it doesn't say a love is who, what? Is it the meat that's tameh? Is it the guy that's tameh? But if there's kodesh meat and a guy and there's tuma involved, v'nichusa nevshu me'amel. That's the pasuk. Yichayev kares. So the Brisa quotes Tarayim that have different shitos about how we know that we're talking about the guy who's tameh and the basar is not tameh. So of those shitos, we're going to quote the whole Brisa in its entirety soon, but right now we're just jumping to the end. Acherim Omrim, there's a shita of Acherim who says, how do I know that it's about the guy being Tameh and not the buser being Tameh? It says, V'tumaso a love. Tuma Misha Tuma Parachas Mimenu. It says with Tuma Soa love, which implies that right now he's Tameh. Whatever is Tameh is only Tameh right now, but it has the eligibility to become not Tameh at some point. So a guy can be Matar himself. He can go to a mikvah. Yatzabasar Shein Tuma Parachas Mimenu. But it can't be talking about Tumas Basar because Basar never becomes Tar. There's no way to be Matar Basar. So if that's what the Rambam writes in Ilchos Sharavos HaTuma, that if a guy is tameh goes into a mikvah, and in the mikvah there's basar or an apple or anything, any food, and he touches the food while he's submerged in the mikvah, the food becomes tameh. So the guy's going to leave the mikvah, he's going to be tahar, but the food that he touched while he was in the mikvah, that's going to leave the mikvah and it's going to be tameh, right? Because the Kesem Mishnah is medayik from that Rambam. How was he metameh? He was already in the mikvah. That the tahara that a person has is not while you're in the mikvah, it's only when you're olam in a mikvah, it's only when one emerges from the mikvah that a person has a sense of tara. While you're in the mikvah, you're still going to be tameh. That's Rabbi Reisman said al derech machshava, that first of all, there are a lot of nafkaminas for that. Let's say Michlis Yitzchak writes that if you're in the mikvah and all of a sudden springs a leak and it starts to be zochlin, so you submerged when the mikvah was kosher, and while you were submerged it became a non-kosher mikvah, you never had that experience of ba'alosam in a mikvah, so you remain tameh. The person would actually remain tameh. So Reisman said al derech machshava Ashreichem Yisrael that so he said that but how's a mikvah mitar eschem? Went bahalosam in a mikvah. So you think that your tara comes with Yom Noraim and Sukkot and Hashanah Rabbah, that's where your tara is in those moments. No, it's bahaloso. It's how do you come out of it? When you come out of it properly, that's when it's the koach hatara happens. So anyway, so yatsa basar shein tum parachas manu. Basar will always be tummy. The tumah never leaves the basar. V'imisa, but if there's this din of Rabbi Yochanan is true, just throw it on the mizbeach and then it becomes tar. Harei tumah parachas manu al yidei or. What do you mean? The fire of the mizbeach is mitirit. So the Gemara has three answers. Amar Rava al yidei mikvah kaminan. Answer number one is, of course basar can become tar. When the brisa, when acherim say in the brisa that basar cannot become tar, it means al yidei mikvah.
So it says, well, midi mikvaksiv. It's not what it says. It says it doesn't have tara. It doesn't say that it doesn't have tara b'mikvah. It doesn't have tara at all. So Elam Rav Papa's second answer. B'basar shlomim askinan. The basar of carbon shlomim doesn't have any tara. D'lo chazila akrava. Because you're not supposed to bring it on the mizbeach. The basar shlomim is supposed to be eaten. So therefore, it has no tara. A third answer. Ravina amar v'tumasu alav misha tum prax menu k'shu shalem. Yatsa basar davashen tum prax k'shu shalem el k'shu chaser. When we make this drasha of tumasu alav, we're saying only something that, while intact, can still become tahar. A human being who becomes tamei while intact can still become tahar. He goes to the mikveh, he emerges, and he's tahar. But basar, yes, it has tara when you put it on the mizbeach and the fires in the mizbeach burn it, but then it's burnt, then it's not intact anymore. So therefore, it's not considered to be that which has tara. So now, gufa, let's go back to that brisa. That brisa that we just quoted, that Acherim learned, how do I know that the pasuk that talks about a human being interacting with Kodesh and there's Tuma, so he's Chayiv Kares, how do I know that it's talking about the guy being Tamei and not the Basar being Tamei? So B'tumaso, love B'tumas HaGuf HaKas Medaber. It's talking about the guy being Tamei. Atom B'tumas HaGuf, or you know B'tumas Basar. Are you sure? How do you know it's not talking about when the Basar is Tamei? So we're going to have four opinions of how we know that it's not about the... So Nemar Kan B'tumaso, V'nemar La'alon, Tumaso Bo. So Ma'la'alon, just like when it talks about B'as Mikdash, about going into the Beis HaMikdash while Tamei, it's B'tumas HaGuf HaKas Medaber. We're talking about a guy that goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tamei. Afkan B'tumas HaGuf HaKas Medaber. So over here also we're talking about Tumas HaGuf, that when it comes to Achilas Basar, we're talking about that you're Tamei and you're eating Basar Kodesh, that you Chayiv Kares. The Brisa brings another limud, a second limud, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hol V'nemru Kachim B'Lashon Rabim, since it says Kachim in Lashon Rabim, it says Zevach HaShlamim V'nemru Tumah B'Lashon Yachid, and Tumaso Alav in Lashon Yachid, so Tumas HaGuf HaKas Medaber. What's the Yachid, what's the Rabim? If it were about the Basar, it would have been Rabim. If it's about the guy, it's B'Lashon Yachid, and it says V'Tumaso Alav, so that's how I know it's about the guy. A third answer, a third explanation of how I know that it's about the guy being Tamei, Rebbe Omer, V'Achal B'Tumas HaGuf HaKas Medaber, that the Pasuk afterwards says that V'Nefesh Kisiga B'Chal Tamei B'Tumas Adam V'Behem B'Tamei B'Chal Shekas Tamei V'Achal Mibasar Zevach HaShlamim. So from the Lashon V'Achal, we know that it's talking about the Tumas HaGuf of the person who is Ochel. He's the guy that's Ochel. So Acherim Amru, and then Acherim, which is the only Shita we had quoted previously, says V'Tumas Olav Shemish Shetum Parachas Menu Yatzim Basar Shein Tum Parachas Menu. That's the drasha we had before, that it says V'Tumas Olav. So we must be talking about a type of tumah that you can shed at some point. So a guy can shed his tumah by going to the mikvah. Basar can never shed its tumah. But wait, that third opinion, what was that about? Amar Mar, Rebbe Omer, va'achal b'tumas haguf akas medaber. My mashma. Rebbe said, oh, the word va'achal tells you that it's the guy that's tameh and not the basar that's tameh. Really? How? How do you see from the word va'achal that it's about the guy being tameh and not the basar being tameh? So Amar Rava, kol kradu lo mefarish le Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi, v'kol masnisa lo mefarsha lo Rav Zeiri lo mefarsha. He says, let me tell you something. If you want a good taitch of a pasuk, you got to go to Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi. If you want to have a good taitch of a brisa, you got to go to Rav Zeiri. The Shidim Gatz takes away the word Rav, because in the rest of Shas he's always Zeiri. He's never Rav Zeiri. Fine, but these are the people you got to go to. So Hachiyam Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi. First, we'll show you why Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi is the go-to person when you want to understand the pasuk. Because whole pasuk hakasu b'lashon nekeva, since the pasuk started b'lashon nekeva, it says v'nefesh ki tiga b'kol tamei, when it talks about a person eating it, v'siyem b'lashon nekeva, and when it talks about the onesh, it says v'nichrasa hanefesh hahi me'ameha, it's lashon nekeva, v'lashon zachar be'emtza, and in the middle, when it talks about v'achal, it's b'lashon zachar. So you see that sometimes the guy who eats it is referred to b'lashon zachar, even though generally it's spoken about b'lashon nekeva, and therefore we can say that when it says v'tumaso alav, even though it's in Lashon Zachar, we assume that it's that Betumas HaGuf HaKos Medaber, that we're still talking about that guy. So that's how Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was helpful in teaching this pasuk, or at least helping us understand Rebbe's teach of this pasuk, of how I know that the pasuk is talking about the tumah of the person and not the tumah of the karban. But we also mentioned that if you really want to understand the brisa, you got to go to Ze'iri to understand the brisa. Where does that come up? So the Gemara is going to quote a brisa. We'll read the brisa and we'll explain it tomorrow. Masnisa, where's the brisa that's somewhat cryptic that I need Ze'iri to Tanya? Because we have a brisa that talks about the din of Achilles Kachim and Truma and Maiser Sheni while you're Tamei. So the brisa says, Im Nemru Kalos, if the Torah tells me about that which is a less strict din, Lama Nemru Chamuros. Why does it have to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the more strict things, Bituma? Im Nemru Chamuros, and if it tells me the Chamuros, Lama Nemru Kalos, why does it need to tell me the less strict thing? So we said, because Im Nemru Kalos v'lo Chamuros, if it only were to tell me the less strict things, Hayisi Omer ala Kalos b'lav ala Chamuros b'misa, I would say, yeah, Kalos that are handled b'tumah, eaten b'tumah, is a los ase, but Chamuros would be misa, l'kach Nemru Chamuros. That's why it has to tell me that Chamuros are only alive. Im Nemru Chamuros v'lo Nemru Kalos, Hayisi Omer ala Chamuros yechayiv, and if it only were to say the Chamuros, I would say, only Chamuros are yechayiv at all, v'ala Kalos yepater, and you're pater on the Kalos entirely. That's why it has to tell me both Kalos and Chamuros to tell me that they're both Chayiv, but they're both only Alav and not Misa. What are Kalos? What are Chamuros? That's why we need Ze'iri. That's what we're going to get into tomorrow.